I'm Adam Janusz from CITR's Arts Report, and you're listening to my interview with Jamie DeWolf, who's bringing his show Lewd, Crude, and Out of Control to the Rio Theater, June 26th.
So first off, tell me about Lewd, Crude, and Out of Control. Can you give a brief little summary of what it is?
Well, it's like a wild variety show that has everything from comedians and burlesque to slam poetry to beatboxers, and it's all sort of thrown together with this kind of twisted comedic edge. And we're also going to be showing some twisted kind of short films, and I'm going to be doing a lot of kind of my darker comedic sexually salacious pieces. And we're going to be doing a contest that's one of my favorites called What's Down My Pants, where someone from the audience is blindfolded and various objects are put down my pants and they have to reach in and identify said objects while blindfolded. And the audience is aware of what the objects are, and they're usually quite disgusting and revolting. It's entertaining. It's one of my favorite games.
Okay. So can you give us a taste of the kinds of things you'll be talking about, the subject matter? I mean, we know it's lewd and crude, and it may be out of control.
Everything from the bizarre sexual habits of animals. I did a lot of research in learning as to why Homo sapiens is one of the most boring sexual creatures on the planet compared to porcupines and dolphins and honeybees. Everything to a super rallying cry for sadomasochism. I'm going to be showing some films that...
Yeah, let's talk about that. What are these films?
I'm actually interesting. We're doing some shorts, and then I'm also showing my feature film, Smoked, at midnight, which I'm super excited about because we just premiered it last weekend. So this is the first time really anybody has seen it outside of the Bay Area. So that's going down at midnight. And Smoked is about a cannabis club robbery in Oakland, mm-hmm. and it's like a super dark, insane comedy that's super violent as well. And it's kind of like Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels in Oakland, of lots of very bizarre criminal characters, conniving and lots of death, but all done with a very dark-hearted sense of humor. Mm.
Now, is this a similar to what you do down in Oakland, the Tourette's Without Regrets?
Yes. So I met Corrine here, who the owner of the El Rio, actually, when I performed at the Individual World Poetry Slam Championships. And oddly enough, I was running out to, I don't know, maybe have like a nervous cigarette or something. And I ran into Corrine, and I remember directly, it was like right there. And I ran into her, and we just chatted and whatnot. And, you know, I found out that she also did burlesque and that she also put on a lot of shows. And so I actually performed at one of her burlesque shows up here in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. And then she came down and did burlesque. She did a really badass, insane, gym instructor with a yoga ball thing. it was hilarious. At Tourette's Without Regrets as well. And Tourette's is another insane, is of the same variety show that I run down there that has burlesque comedians, a freestyle battle, beatboxers, crazy circus performers and all that. And she really loved Tourette's as well. And so we're very like-minded. And so she wanted mm-hmm. to kind of make a hybrid of a show like that, that mm-hmm. would also go down here. So Lewd, Crude, and Out of Control.
Okay.
On Wednesday's Arts Report, Jamie tells us more about the inspiration for his cabaret vaudeville show, as well as his relationship to his great-grandfather L. Ron Hubbard, the inventor of Scientology, and he'll talk about seeing his friend and fellow slam poet Shane Koizan at the Olympics. That's Wednesday at 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM and online at CITR.ca.